Oui. Merci, Madame la Présidente. Merci, mon collègue suisse. Look, thank you, High Commissioner. Thank you, Dominique, for your extraordinarily eloquent but also sobering introduction this morning. And I think none of us can be left in any doubt about the scale and of the challenge you face, we all face, and of the incredibly difficult decisions that you are being forced to make by the scale of that challenge and the level of funding that you're getting. And I think we all know that the surge in violent conflict since 2012, including obviously the violent aggression by Russia against Ukraine, to which you have mentioned, High Commissioner, has prompted these historically high levels of mass and forced displacement, along, of course, with the challenges of climate change and persecution, of food insecurity, economic uncertainty, to which you've referred. And we know that most refugees and IDPs live in developing countries, with around two-thirds living in poverty, and that on average they are poorer than their host communities, and that displacement crises are becoming increasingly protracted, with around three-quarters of refugees displaced for more than 5 years, and that there's a responsibility on all of us to address the causes of that displacement as well as the symptoms. All of that, of course, underscores the vulnerability of forcibly displaced people and the need for more sustainable, efficient and longer-term approaches to supporting both them and their host communities. Forced displacement is therefore not just a humanitarian concern, but it's also a development challenge. Cooperation with our development partners, therefore, must continue to be a priority for us all, both multilaterally and bilaterally and as nations. And as a nation, we are strongly committed to supporting refugees, asylum seekers, internally displaced persons, and all those across the world who are forcibly displaced from their homes, as well as the countries who so generously host them, to whom we extend once again our thanks and appreciation. As a country, we have worked to refine and articulate our own contribution to tackling those global challenges. Our international development strategy and humanitarian framework reiterate our commitment to the protection of vulnerable populations, including refugees and IDPs, and to spending £3 billion on humanitarian assistance over the next 3 years, providing urgent support to refugees, to IDPs, and host communities alike. We take note, of course, of the priorities and the budgeted activities in your 2023 global appeal to respond to those challenges. We are a proud supporter of UNHCR, and we remain committed to playing our part. Our total funding in 2022 stands at over $100 million, and we will continue to provide significant levels of multi-year unearmarked funding to UNHCR as we go forward. And we recognise UNHCR's efforts to expand the donor base and welcome what the High Commissioner said this morning about the significant increase in contributions from the private sector. If I may humbly suggest, I think it's really important that UNHCR seizes this opportunity that increased funding has provided to build on those new partnerships to ensure that they are both sustainable and strategic, and that we can offer long-term support to the High Commissioner in his mandate. Finally, we stand firm in our commitment to those who are forcibly displaced around the world. We will continue to work closely with UNHCR and support refugees, the Refugee Convention, and ongoing efforts to find sustainable solutions for displaced persons in need of assistance and protection, as well as host countries and communities. We look forward to the Global Refugee Forum in 2023, which offers a vital opportunity to support the implementation of the Global Compact on Refugees and to achieve the vision of practical, long-term solutions for refugees, internally displaced people, asylum seekers, the stateless, and their host communities. And let me lastly thank you, High Commissioner, your team here today, but also your team around the world for your commitment and work on the front line. I was very moved by your comment that we should not be discouraged. I find that spirit uplifting and moving. So thank you.